Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com. Buenos días, me llamo Lizzie.
Alan here. Newbie series, lesson number 19. Look, the moon is full.
Hola, Alan, ¿cómo te va? How's it going?
Hey, pretty good, Lizzie. How about you? ¿Cómo estás?
Muy, pero muy bien, gracias. It's nice to be back for another broadcast from SpanishPod101.com.
That's right. Today we have newbie lesson number 19.
Are you ready to teach something new?
As always, Lizzie, that's why we're here.
Great. The conversation today is a really special one.
Hey, why is that?
Because it takes place in one of the most beautiful places in the world.
Ooh, that sounds intriguing. Where is this beautiful place?
It's a little town up in the Andes of northern Peru.
Ah, and what's this town called?
It's called Huaraz.
Ah, Huaraz. I know Huaraz.
That's right. In today's conversation, Glicerio and Fiorella are looking up at the night sky.
Wow, this sounds really, really nice. Lizzie, have you been to Huaraz before?
Yes, Alan. It's a wonderful, wonderful and magical place.
I know. And you know, in Lima, it's very difficult to see the stars at night because it's always slightly overcast here. But in Huaraz?
Oh, wow.
I mean, you just spend hours counting the stars. I was just there a couple weeks ago, Lizzie. Did I tell you?
No. Tell me, please. Tell us.
Well, in fact, you know, I went through Huaraz on the way to a place called Caraz, which is quite a bit smaller even than Huaraz. It's about 1 hour further into the mountains. Have you been?
Yes, I've been there. It's beautiful.
It's awesome. It's on the foot. Yes. Just for our listeners, see if I can paint a couple word pictures in the Cordillera Blanca. How can I explain? You have all these tremendous glaciers just towering above you. And at the same time, in the valleys, it's very, very pastoral and actually fairly warm. But we did some mountain biking, some hiking up to some lagoons. Really, just a beautiful trip. So I'm glad we're going to Huaraz on our podcast today.
You said it. It's like a painting. Well, in any case, in this lesson, we're going to learn how to give commands in Spanish.
Commands? So I can learn to boss you around, Lizzie. That's great.
That's right.
Well, I can see how this can be useful for someone who's bossing people around all the time. But what about everyone else?
Alan, do me the favor of answering just one little question.
Of course, Lizzie.
Am I being bossy?
No, ma'am. Not at all. Why?
Well, when I said, do me the favor, I gave you a command.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't sound bossy, did I?
No, actually, on the contrary, you sounded very, very polite. I was just joking with you.
Exactly. So today we're going to learn about some of the different ways that we can give commands in Spanish.
Well, that sounds good, and it sounds pretty useful. And we'll definitely want to keep a lookout for regional lessons that reference this one.
Yeah, it will be interesting to see what the adaptations sound like.
All right, Lizzie, shall we?
Let's!
Mira, Fiorella, la luna está llena.
Es muy brillante.
Hay muchas estrellas también.
Es verdad. Veo escorpión. ¿Ves?
Sí, mira la cola.
And now, slower.
Una vez más. Esta vez, lentamente. Mira, Fiorella, la luna está llena.
Es muy brillante.
Hay muchas estrellas también.
Es verdad. Veo escorpión. ¿Ves?
Sí. Mira la cola.
And now, with the translation.
Ahora incluiremos la traducción.
Mira, Fiorella, la luna está llena.
Look, Fiorella, the moon is full.
Es muy brillante.
It's really bright.
Hay muchas estrellas también.
There are a lot of stars, too.
Es verdad. Veo escorpión. ¿Ves?
It's true. I see Scorpio. Do you see?
Sí. Mira la cola.
Yeah, look at the tail. Okay, now, Lizzie, in this conversation, we see how to say full moon in Spanish.
Right. Luna llena.
So, Lizzie, why don't you talk about the other three main phases of the moon? I mean, how do you say, for example, new moon, waxing moon, and waning moon?
Good question. To say new moon, we use the phrase luna nueva, luna nueva.
I see, luna nueva. And what about waxing moon?
We say luna creciente.
One more time?
Luna creciente.
Okay, luna creciente.
And to say waning moon, we use the phrase luna menguante, luna menguante. Vamos al vocabulario.
Right, onto the vocab. Here we're going to break these words down syllable by syllable so that you can hear exactly how each word sounds.
Vamos.
Okay, friends, let's begin with...
Mirar.
To look at.
Mirar, mirar.
Okay, now let's listen to...
Luna.
Moon.
Luna, luna.
Next we'll hear...
Brillante.
Bright. Shiny.
Brillante, brillante.
Now we have...
Estrella.
Star.
Estrella. Estrella.
And then...
Verdad.
Truth.
Verdad, verdad.
And finally...
Cola.
Tail.
Cola, cola.
You know, Lizzie, there's a word in there which might be a little bit confusing to our audience.
Which one's that?
The verb mirar.
Ah, okay. What's confusing about it?
Well, we said that it means to look at. But in the conversation, we also saw the verb ver, and this means to see, right?
That's right.
Well, I think we should discuss the distinction between these two.
Okay, well, let me ask you, when you say I see, are you always talking about an object in your sight?
Well, sometimes, but not always, since we often say I see when we really mean I understand, right?
Right, but when we look at something, there's always an object upon which we're directing our gaze.
Right, we are observing.
So one way to distinguish these two verbs is by saying that ver is used to express perception and mirar to express observation.
Okay, ver to express perception and mirar to express observation. Okay. All right. Well, let's look a little closer at some of these words and see how they're used.
Very clever, Alan. Let's start by adding a bit to what we were just saying about the verb mirar.
Okay.
What's the stem of this verb?
Mir, M-I-R.
Right. And if the stem is M-I-R, then what's the ending?
A-R. Now, mirar is a regular verb. So which class of regular verbs end in AR?
That's the first conjugation.
Aha, so mirar is a first conjugation verb.
That it is. And if it's a regular first conjugation verb, does that mean that it's going to follow the basic patterns of other verbs in the first conjugation, or will it be different from them?
It will be the same.
Right. So this verb, mirar, is conjugated the same way as verbs like hablar, to speak, amar, to love, trabajar, to work, and guardar, to save.
Well, that makes it easier to remember how it's formed, Liz.
Definitely.
Okay, shall we move on?
Now let's look at the noun luna.
Something like lunar, right?
Very, very close. The word luna means moon.
And by noticing the A ending in luna, can we say that this noun is feminine?
Yes, we can. And did you know that the English word lunatic comes from the same root as the Spanish word luna, moon?
No, I didn't know that. I should, seeing as I'm a lunatic. But, Lizzie, how can that be?
Well, you see, people used to believe that lunacy had to do with the moon's phase changes.
Ah, so the moon is crazy, huh?
Apparently.
And so you'll probably tell me that the stars are crazy too, right, Lizzie?
No, just the moon. The stars are las estrellas.
Okay, and there you can find the root in the English word stellar.
So we can say las estrellas son brillantes. The stars are bright.
Las estrellas son brillantes. Wow, that's beautiful. And there's this great line by the poet Pablo Neruda that I think about sometimes when I hear the word estrella.
What is it?
He says, tu silencio es de estrella, tan lejano y sencillo.
Oh, qué lindo. It means your silence is like a star, so distant and simple.
That's really beautiful.
Yes, I really like it too. Now, there's one more word I want to cover here before we move on to grammar.
Which one's that?
It's verdad.
Ah, well, what do you call the decision that a jury makes?
A verdict.
And when a jury comes to a verdict, do they claim that their decision is true or false?
It has to be true. So a verdict is the telling of the truth?
I guess you could put it that way.
In Spanish, we use the word verdad in order to say true or right.
Okay, yeah. So we can see the connection here between verdict and verdad.
So when we say es verdad, it's like saying it's true or that's right.
Okay, now amigos, let's switch gears and take a look at how to give commands in Spanish.
Okay.
Now, remember you were saying that when we give commands, we're not always bossing someone around.
Right, and we can add to this too.
An example always helps, please.
In the lesson conversation, we heard, Mira Fiorella, la luna está llena.
Right, and that means, look, Fiorella, the moon is full.
Now, in this example, does Glicerio state what Fiorella is doing, or does he express how he feels toward what she may do in the future?
He's definitely expressing how he feels toward the action.
And the action is in the future?
Yes, it hasn't happened yet. He's saying, Fiorella, look. He wants her to look.
Right, but if he said, Fiorella, don't look, everything else that we've said so far would hold true, except for the last thing, right?
Right. Everything would still be true, except that now he's expressing that he doesn't want the action to happen.
And just based on the tone of this expression, Mira Fiorella, does it sound like it's imperative for the speaker that the action happens or like it would be convenient?
Definitely imperative.
I think we're really onto something here.
I agree.
In Spanish, we say that the mood of a verb is imperative when the speaker gives a command to someone expressing his or her wish that this action happens or doesn't happen in the future.
So we can call it the imperative mood.
We can.
So in order to give a command in the imperative mood, why don't you tell our audience what we need to do to the verb?
Well, there are a number of different forms.
So for today, let's just start out by forming positive commands, the ones which express that you want something to happen.
And would this be formal or informal?
Well, for today, let's just look at the informal commands, and we'll come back to this in the future.
All right, so there's a really easy trick for remembering this form.
Aha, another one of Lizzie's little secrets. Listen up, audience.
Let me ask you this. How do you say he looks?
That would be mira.
Right. Mira. And that's the third person singular.
He looks. Yep, that's right.
So if I say, Mira, Alan, have I changed the verb?
No, you're just pronouncing it with greater emphasis.
Right. This is because I'm saying, Look, Alan, I'm expressing what I want you to do.
I see. So the verb form doesn't change.
That's right. That's what's so easy about giving informal commands with regular verbs. The third person singular form of the present tense is always used.
Well, Hidlis, this has been a really, really interesting lesson, and I think we're beginning to get a grasp on commands here.
De igual manera, likewise, Alan.
So listeners, checking out the verb conjugation series where Beatriz and Joseph break down the formation and usage of the Spanish verbs step by step is an excellent idea.
Yeah, they have some nice premium audio exercises to reinforce the lesson grammar.
That's right, audio transcripts, paradigms, and quizzes. That's a lot of bang for your buck. And really, if you're just listening to the free broadcasts, you're not getting the whole picture.
Also, if I'm not mistaken, Carlos and Natalia did some lessons on this also.
That's right. And one easy way for you listeners to find out which one this is to go to the Grammar Bank and simply look up commands. There will be links to this lesson and other lessons that also concern commands.
Ha sido un gusto estar con ustedes y ya nos estamos viendo.
All right, guys, it's been great to be here with you and we'll see you soon. Hasta pronto.
Chao.